Welcome to the Dropshipping Secret Show with Jesse Lopez, the place for women, period.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Jesse Lopez. Thank you for listening and tuning in to this podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be going over the top five mistakes newbies make. The first one is know your numbers. And this is like super important, okay? So you can know your profit on whatever it is that you're selling, okay? Just because you may be getting, you know, a cheap cost per purchase on Facebook, you need to make sure that you're also including the cost of goods for that product. And once you add the Facebook cost and the cost of goods, you need to make sure you're above, okay? If you're above, meaning you're in the profit. Now, that will hurt you right there, because let's say, for example, you're making $500 a day, okay, but you're spending, you know, $250 in ads, and you're spending $300 on cost of goods. Well, that's breaking even, which is great. But what if you were spending $400 on cost of goods, right? And you're thinking, oh, I'm getting these cheap cost per purchases. I'm only $10, I'm making $20 on each sale, but you're really not if you're not including the cost of goods. Now, on top of that, you need to make sure that you're including your website expenses, okay? So whatever platform it is you're using, Shopify, WooCommerce, whatever it is, you need to make sure that you're including that as well. And if you have VAs, you need to include that as well, okay? You need to include that just so you know your numbers. Okay, it's important to know your numbers at the end of the day, because all that adds up. Because if you don't include none of those numbers, and you're thinking, let's just say you make $200 profit for the month, right? But, and you're like, yeah, you know, I'm doing good, but you're spending $100, you know, for your store, or $200 for your store. And you're spending $200 on VAs, and you're spending $200, you know, to get videos made, or a designer to design designs, whatever. Okay, right there, you're in the negative. Okay, so that's very important, and that needs to be included, you know, in your file or whatnot. You know, I use Excel file, so you know, you need to make sure that you have. You use some kind of system to help you, you know, look at all these numbers. Another thing that I use for my store is called Order Metrics. Now, Order Metrics has been amazing because it basically tells me how many orders I got, what my cost of goods were, and also what my profit was. And it also includes ad spend as well. So it looks like this. You got revenue, orders for the day, how much your cost of goods were, ad spend, right? How much your ad spend was, and then it tells you the profit. Once it's calculated everything, it tells you the profit at the bottom. But yeah, this is important to know. Okay, so that, if you don't have your numbers right, or know your numbers, in other words, this will kill you. Okay, this will hurt you big time. Okay, the second thing is you need to add an upsell. When I first started and I made my first $700,000 my first year, I made all of that without an upsell. Okay, I lost a ton of money. I had no upsells. None of my mentors told me about upsells. Okay, so yeah, I think about that and I'm like, wow, like, I know if I would have had upsells, I would have easily hit like $1 million that year. Okay, my very first year. So Yeah, definitely include an upsell. There's a lot of upsell apps out there. I currently use Zipify, OCU, One Click Upsell. So they're the ones that I use for you know, using the upsell. And the best type of upsell, you know, you want to give them like two, maybe three at most upsells. So it'll look like this. Like after they purchase, you know, the credit card's still active. You know, you know, I've never really been a fan of trying to upsell them before they even go purchase. Okay, before they go purchase, because that could cause them to not buy at all. Okay, so I like to give them the upsell after they've already given me their credit card, right? Their credit card's out, they've already paid, and it's still in the process of you know, they're still in the transaction process. So then I'll be like, okay, wait, before you go, here's another, you know, here's something else, you know, whatever it is, 50% off or 30% off, what, you know, whatever you work it out to be. I'll ask them that. Then I'll ask them, you know, hey, you know, if they say no, I'll be like, oh, you know, here's this other thing, you know, would you like this? And if they say yes, then I'll send them to the thank you page. Even if whether they say yes or no, I'll send them to the thank you page. Sometimes I will add in, like I mentioned, another upsell. So I might have two upsells and one downsell. Okay, so, but remember, when you're creating your upsells, you need to make sure it's similar to the product you're selling. Okay, don't try to give them something that makes no sense. Okay, so if you're selling yoga pants, don't try to sell them like a necklace, right? A fitness necklace. You know, why not try to sell them a yoga mat, right? So just keep it similar, okay? Your upsells. Next, the third thing is, don't marry a product, okay? Don't marry a product. And what that means is, once you find your winner and you're scaling it, and things start to go downhill, you need to not go down with it. Okay, and I had that problem my first year. Okay, the product was really good, but guess what? It was a seasonal product. Okay, and you know, January, February, you know, it started heating up. It was a winter product. And I still was trying to sell that product, pushing it. There's a lot of things that I did wrong, but that was like the main thing. I still had faith in that product. I still believed in that product. Okay. But there is a couple things that I didn't do. So, but once you've done everything like quickly, you know, once you see a product going downhill, you need to do a lot of things quickly. And I'm fixing to touch on, one of the big things you need to do, but, you know, you need to like just let go of the product. Like, don't marry a product. You need to always be constantly hunting for new products, or you know, and creating offers. So that's the third mistake. Okay, so now the fourth mistake is not switching creatives, and I see this time and time again, and I was, you know, I'm guilty of this. Okay, my first year, when I found that very hot product that went viral, well, I didn't switch out the creatives fast enough. And I mean, honestly, I hardly created creatives. Like, I really didn't get none done. Like, I think within like a year, I maybe had like two, maybe three. But I mean, you know, you need to have a lot more. If you have a viral product, a product that's going viral, making you a ton of money, you need to always have like at least 3 to 5 made already. And it's best to make them and have them already. So let's say you launch a product and the product starts selling, okay? And this product's selling really, really good, okay? And you're making, let's say you start off at $200 a day, and then you're making $200 a profit a day, then you're making $300, and you know, so on and so forth. Next week you're making already $500 profit a day. I mean, that's a sign of a really good product. And then, you know, A couple weeks later, you're making $1,000 profit. But before you even get, once you get up to like, you're making $300 to $500 profit a day, what you need to do is start getting other creatives made. So whether you go to Fiverr and get somebody to make it, and remember, creatives, that means anything from an image to a GIF to a video, okay? So start getting more creatives made. And like I say, you can go to Fiverr, you can go to Upwork, you can make them yourself, you know, whatever it is. If you're not good at it, I don't recommend you trying to do it. You know, hire somebody out, okay? If that's not your strength, don't do it, you know, hire it out. And so, yeah, that's important. And how you implement this in your store when your ads are running, what you do is you get that creative and you put it into the ad set, right? The ad set where the ads are, okay, on the ad level. Okay, because so you got your campaign, your ad set, and your ad level. So you already have one ad that's making you money, right? And it's making you money, but you notice it starts going kind of downhill, right? Like the past, let's say 5 days, you know, it's starting to get less and less sales and the, you know, less and less profit from the ad set. So you're kind of noticing like a downtrend, you know, it's downtrending, you know, it's trending downwards. So what you want to do is then that's when you throw in a new creative into there, right? Let them compete for a little while. And once you're letting them compete, more than likely, you know, 90% of the time, if your creative's better than the first one or just as good, but it's totally different, showing like different angles and stuff like that, it's gonna win. And the new creative that you put in is gonna boom back up, and you're gonna start getting, you know, the same profits, if not higher profits, from the ad set. Okay, and then what you do is turn off the old creative and you leave that one running, okay? And then again, you know, once that happens again to that one, you're gonna throw in a new creative. And then once they compete, and let's say they compete and, you know, the new one that you put in doesn't do better than the other one, well, that, you know what, you have backup, right? You have three to five creatives ready. So then you throw in a new creative and you let them compete, the old one versus the new one. Okay, now the new one is beating the old one and majority of the money is going to the new one and the old one's not profitable anymore. After, let's say, 3-4 days, then you turn off the old one. Boom, you let the new one run, okay? And then you just keep rinse and repeating, okay? That is something that I did not do. And I honestly, you know, I lost a lot of money my first year not doing that. So it's important that you do that. And that's a mistake that I made as a newbie and a lot of newbies are making, okay? All right, so the fifth mistake is not hiring out. It's important that you hire out, okay, what you're not strong at. So think about it like this. So how much is your time worth? And like to give you an example, let's say your time is worth $500 an hour. And you're trying to create a video and, you know, sometimes creating a video is depending, you know, on what you're using to create it. So there's Camtasia, there's a lot of phone apps that you can use. Quip by GoPro is a free one. Okay, there's another one called InShot. You could use those, but let's say it's taking you, you know, a while to make a very good video. So let's say like two, three hours. Okay, let's just say two. Okay, so you spent 2 hours and you're valuing your time at $500 an hour. That's $1,000 that you've spent, okay? And to begin with, you're not even good at creating a video. You know, that's not your strength, right? So when you could just hire out maybe somebody on Fiverr, maybe somebody you know who does good video editing, and you pay them, I mean, video creation and editing, and you pay them, I don't know, 30 bucks, you know, 50 bucks, 20 bucks on Fiverr, you know, compared to that $1,000, you know, that you just I mean, you basically lost, you know, because you were trying to do it yourself. And by hiring out, you're paying somebody $30 to $50, $20 to $50 for the video, and you can then use those other 2 hours that, you know, that you have now to focus on what you're strong at, or to find more products or create more offers. You know what I'm saying? Or send out emails and make money. You know what I'm saying? So it's important, what you're not strong at, you hire out. And, you know, don't be doing customer service. You know, honestly, at the beginning, it's okay if you're just starting. But let's say that, you know, you're making money. You know, you're making, let's say, $200 a day. That's $6,000 a month, okay, give or take. So $6,000 a month, I mean, you can hire one of these VAs from the Philippines and pay them $3 an hour. You know what I'm saying? And have them work part-time. I mean, you know, you're not going to have that many, you shouldn't have that many customer emails coming in, okay, if everything's lined up, right? But at most, I mean, honestly, if you did had a high volume of emails, you would be paying your customer, your VA, like $300 a month. I mean, compared to the $6,000 profit you're making. I mean, come on. Like, you know, so by hiring out a VA, that's going to give you so much more free time to do other things, right? Again, focusing on creating offers, focusing on finding new products, you know, dealing with things that you need to get done, right? Learning more is going to give you so much more time in your life as well, with your family or whatever else you want to do. So those are the five mistakes that I see newbies make, and I just want to address it on, you know, how you can prevent that from happening. Or if you're going through it right now and you're listening to this podcast, you know, and you haven't created an upsell yet, create an upsell. That's the fastest way to increase your profit without having to spend more money on traffic. Okay. Another thing is, you know, all these that I mentioned, know your numbers. You know, don't marry the product. If your product's doing good right now, do not marry it. Okay. Do not marry the product. You know, switch your creatives up if your ad sets are dying. You've been making profit for a while and your ad sets start dying. Go ahead and switch your creatives. More likely it's a creative issue. Hey, it's Jesse here. I want to thank you and remind you something big is coming February 13th, 2020. I've created a 7-day challenge to building your Shopify store, and the opportunity is wide open for anyone to take for free. Some will love it, some will hate it, some will think I've lost my mind. Sign up at the secret link to lock in your seat by going to the website, theofficialjessilopez.com/7-day challenge, and find out if this will be the moment your story begins.